Hi, everyone. Before we get started, I just wanted to let you know that your girl is on Patreon. What Else Is Going On podcast, aka WEIGO, WEIGO, is on Patreon. So if you feel so inclined and want to support your girl that way, you can head on over to patreon.com/WEIGO podcast. That's patreon.com/WEIGO podcast, WEIGO podcast. Now, if you don't want to be on a monthly recurring thing, I totally understand that. But if you want to support, you can head on over to buymeacoffee.com/WEIGO, WEIGO. Again, buymeacoffee.com/WEIGO, because you know a girl be trying to put in some work and a coffee could help me stay awake. So those are your two options. And if you don't want to do either of those things, if you could rate, review, and subscribe and share with your friends, I would love that. Now, on to the episode.
The following podcast is a CJ Media production.
Welcome to the What Else Is Going On podcast, the intersection where pop culture life and real life meet up. Get ready to deep dive into all things reality TV and the dichotomy of loving the game, but not necessarily the players, when they start to reflect real life issues like deep-seated discrimination and a world rooted in racism. Feeling conflicted because I love
Clip.
And I also have to chant Black Lives Matter. Buckle your seatbelts and brace yourselves, because my foot is off the brake and this intersection gets busy. So come along for the ride so we can see what else is going on. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. Put my video on, but I look crazy.
You've said that before. You do not look crazy. Your skin is glowing. You never look crazy. Look, I was going to be respectful. I wasn't going to ask, but I'm like, I want to see her face.
Well, here you go. There you go.
Oh my gosh. I'm so excited to talk to you. Thank you for pushing it back a little. My anniversary is next week. So my husband's like, it'll be 20 years. We need to do something big. So I'm like, okay, well, I have a credit with Spirit that they accidentally gave me that they shouldn't have given me. So we're going to use it. So it's cheaper. Like they have like penny fares and cheaper fares and all that, but you have to go to the airport. So I was like, all right, we want to go to Puerto Rico. It's going to be at least $100 cheaper. So I zoomed up there real quick, but I didn't realize the lady was so nice, but she was like talking and I was like, okay, yeah, here's my date. Let's go. Right. So I zoomed back. So I was like, let me just ask Kara. So I'm excited about that. Know.
That's so fun. 20 years, girl. That's an institution. You're like Karen and Ray.
I need to be standing right next to them. Where we know, I'm sorry. So nice. We got to do it twice.
Exactly.
I can't wait to talk to you about that. Yes. Okay. So, yeah. Well, guys, if you don't know the voice that you're hearing, you've been living under a rock. Cause I feel like if you listen to my voice, you definitely listen to this voice. I love her. I send her probably too many voice notes. She is hilarious. She needs to be a comedian. I'm going to be the first one to buy her stand up tickets. Her takes are so good. Anybody that can make me listen to a Married at First Sight recap and I don't watch the show is good. She introduced me to a guest that I recently had and she's amazing. Everybody welcome Kara from Everyone's Business But Mine.
Hi, thank you. You always shower me in compliments and I'm just like, what an honor. Thank you.
Listen, I love when you go on your podcast, when you go, thank me for speaking. Bye.
Listen, I got that from, you know, the incredible Whitney Houston. And, you know, it's a moment. It's a moment for me.
I didn't know she said that. She did.
Yeah. There's a screenshot of her saying with the quote under it. It's always stuck with me. I just think it's so iconic.
It is, because it's like, yeah, y'all need to be thanking me for even speaking.
Yeah.
Like, I love that. Oh my gosh. So how have you been? First of all, it's been a while since you were on. This is funny. The last time you were on was my anniversary trip last year. I just got back.
Yeah, I remember you being like, it was our anniversary, but I'm coming back. I was like, oh no, I felt bad. But
no, we were on our way home anyway, but traffic. And he was like, you need to make, you know, be on time, and traffic was hit, but we went to DC. So right. Now from here on out, every year, it'll be year 45. And I'll be like, Carol,
it'll be your anniversary episode. You're happy to do it.
So how are you feeling? Before we get specifically overall about what we're getting from Bravo at this moment.
Ooh, I'm having a good time, but I'm also riding high on the fumes of Jen Shaw's, like, that 2-minute Salt Lake preview. So maybe my mind's a little bit blurred right now, but I right now feel great.
Normally I'll look at a trailer and I'm like, oh great. I'm just glad that a show is coming. 'Cause you know how faithful watchers, we're like, even if it's a bad season, unless it's like ridiculous, we still watch just because it's something. And I watched the trailer and was like, And then my body just started like vibrating. And I said, watch it again. And Jen getting that phone call and saying, can we take this off? My 17-year-old, well, I mean, she's 18 now. One of my closest friend's daughter, she's like my daughter. So she calls me mom and all that. It's her first year in Atlanta in college. She goes to Georgia State. She's definitely mine because she's texting me, mom, all caught up on the Housewives. I cannot wait for Salt Lake City. And she's like, I cannot believe Jen. Like, I sent her the trailer and we both were like, Kara, to hear, like, was that SWAT or Fed or both?
Homeland Security, FBI, the whole thing, the mall security, they were all out there. It was wild. My friend's husband brought up an interesting point because he like knows more of this stuff.
Okay.
And this is all speculation, but he thinks that there might be more to the story because you saw NYPD, you saw Homeland, yes. And he said, you know, usually the FBI will handle cases like this. If there's a Homeland Security involvement, that could hint towards something possibly international, something a little bit more serious, offshore accounts, who knows? But I mean, this is a lot. This is a whole lot. And I don't like to be spoiled at all. Like, I'm very like ardent about that. So my girlfriend sent me that 2-minute thing and I was like, I shouldn't watch it. But again, much like your feeling, I was like, let me watch this. And I was just floored because in the trailer, like the real trailer, they didn't really, I mean, they hinted towards the stuff, but they didn't really get into what happened with the arrest. But yeah, seeing that call, seeing her eyes point to the camera.
Yes. And then her slide back.
Right. Like, I have never been, I mean, maybe like as a kid, you can remember those situations where you're like, I did something.
Yes.
This was like times 100 and I just can't imagine. She must have left her body just being like, oh no.
Right. And like thinking, I know before Young and Dumb, get a ticket, don't pay the ticket. So then there's a warrant because you didn't pay your ticket in New Jersey and I'm still driving. You get pulled over. Base level, you know, let me go. Okay. If they don't let me go, I'm just going to have to go pay my $100 ticket and I'm free. Never could I imagine. Like, I don't know if I would have went balls to the wall in that moment or if I would have just like fainted.
Yeah. Like, because she had to know.
Yeah.
She had to know what was going on. And I just like, I want to know who was, because she said love. People have been like, who was it? Was it the husband? Was it Coach on the other line? Maybe it was one of the kids, because we see Coach was never there.
Right.
I don't know. I want to know who was on the other end of that. And I want to know what they said. But damn, like, I'm happy that they got even the little bit that they did of her on that phone call, because.
Ooh. Now, do you think, is that considered fleeing? Because we literally see her leave.
I mean,
or no.
No, because they showed up at her house and she wasn't at her house. Maybe technically not, but I don't know.
You know what? And it's not like they called her and said, we're on our way to come get you. She had somebody call her.
Yeah.
When you said Homeland Security and your friend saying maybe something offshore, remember in the trial, I remember being in line at the post office and I'm listening and the prosecutor, I think, they were almost making it seem as if there was money somewhere else. They kept saying, so I'm like, that makes sense then. If, you know, oh my God, I am, how she is not hiding in Mars with Elon Musk or Jeff Bezos or whoever is beyond. How are you sitting on a show acting like you are all that?
I don't know. Like, I say this all the time. Like, when I, you know, like when that show 60 Days In, where people would go into jail voluntarily.
Yeah.
I would always be like, it's not worth it. There's no way. Like, ain't no way, boy. Like, not a chance happening. If I was like one of those little scared straight kids they brought in from like Maury, I would have peed my pants and had a panic attack. Like, I wouldn't have even gotten past the windows. So I don't know how she's coping with her life. I'm such a weak bitch. Like, I can't. I don't get it.
That speaks to a delusion that I don't think we've seen on Housewives, even more so than Erica. Like, Erica, you see like a facade of something, but Jen, it just seems like that's really who she is.
I think that's who she is. And that's scary. I mean, I always think about how she was playing Locked Up by Akon on her Instagram stories after getting arrested. Like, are you for real, girl?
Are you for real? And then I sent my niece, I said, soon as she seen the trailer, she sent message back, not the braids. I said, yeah, when she got locked up, she was a black woman, but shortly thereafter, she was a white woman. And
she got that silk press so quickly. She's like, no, can't do it.
I don't want no part of this.
Nope.
That's what you get. And it's funny how every black woman who I've sent that picture to, because I was like, let me just see. Is it just me? Like when the pictures first came out and I had a very visceral reaction. My oldest daughter, my youngest daughter, everybody I sent it to was like, she ain't black though. I was like, okay, it's not just me.
Yeah, it's giving Gigi from Shaw's. Like, I just like, girl, what is this?
Guys, Kara, this is why she warms my heart, because I did a tweet and at first I was like, should I or not? But her braids were wearing me thin. I was like, why? Like, you are always appropriating. You are.
They're wearing her edges thin. Traction alopecia, guys, is real, you know?
And if you don't know what that is, you shouldn't be wearing box braids.
Period.
Oh my God. I can't wait. I can't believe it's Sunday. Do you think, because you know how the trailer will make it seem like this person's talking to this person's talking to that person. Do you think that they are trying to insinuate that it was Meredith that did it?
Yeah. Okay. I think, this seems to be like a big storyline of like Brooks's revenge.
Oh,
and you know, who called and what happened. And is this like Caroline and Teresa part two, where Teresa was convinced that Caroline called the feds on her?
Right.
And Joe, I don't know, but it's, I'm interested in seeing where that goes, because like, y'all, they were waiting for her.
Right.
It don't matter. It did not matter. This was just like, delaying the inevitable. Like, I don't know.
The way that we have footage, Kara, I did not think we were going to have footage of them being at her house. Like, I mean, and you see a helicopter, like every time a helicopter flies over where I live, I check myself. Wait, what did I do today? Did I went to, because I'm like, why are y'all over here? I have chills. I do.
I cannot wait. What do you think about Coach Shaw's exit strategy, if you will? Do you think he's going to file? My prediction is,
okay,
once she gets convicted and once she's in jail, maybe 6 months to a year, then I think he's going to file. But I think he's not. I think he's going to stand by his woman.
I agree. I think, because he seems like a stand-up guy. And from what we see of him, and even let's just say he wasn't, he seems like he wants to appear as I'm a stand-up guy. So I agree with you. And I think it will be a quiet file too. So unless somebody has eyes on the filing system. And then I also think she would then say, well, he filed so that we both wouldn't be broke. Like, you know how sometimes people divorce for assets or money. I think she could end up implicating him by accident. Like,
right. Yeah. I mean, that she does seem like, if she is has the ability to sing to get her way out of something, then she's going to do it.
She's going to sing. So, or that, and then her ego, like, I don't want y'all to think I'm in here and don't have money. So the reason, and he left me, the reason we divorced was because he's protecting our assets. And it's like,
what assets?
Exactly.
Would they be?
This is why I can't wait. I'm so excited.
Me too. Me too. Now, it is a different level of excitement than Beverly Hills because Jen has reactions to mm-hmm. things, and her cast isn't afraid to seemingly say things or have conversations so far.
Yes. Yes. I'm really, I love that they're not afraid to get in the mess. Like, they want to hammer Sutton over, oh, you're so worried about your reputation. But no, Lisa Rinna, Kyle, Dorit, you guys are also worried about your reputation. Right. Like, let's not, it's in a different way, but like, let's not play this girl. Like,
right.
You guys are also extremely concerned about how the court of public opinion is going to view you guys. So yeah. I'm so frustrated. So many people on that cast.
We can jump right into it, then right into Beverly Hills. Who is at the top of your list with frustration?
I don't even think Lisa counts because I just think she's so far off the deep end. Like, okay. I'm not even dealing with her at this point. For me, it's equally Dorit and Kyle. Mm. Erica is like a number one, obviously, because I don't know what she's doing both on the show and now currently.
But, do you think she's running her own social media? Like, she has to be.
She's not paying somebody to do that.
I was just going
to
say.
This is like an unhinged. Well, I don't know what she's doing, what she's okay. thinking, what she's thinking that she's doing, what it is she, what's her strategy. I am so right. confused. I'm so confused. But with that being said, Dorit also is not saying how she really feels, and neither is Kyle. Kyle is infamous for getting under that rug.
Yes.
Skirting away.
Yep.
Stirring the pot, setting these things, asking the questions, and then she doesn't really get in trouble because she wants to be like all peace and love. But
yes, just be honest. If I hear just be honest one more time, just be honest.
All y'all.
They are. And I think you said it on your podcast. Was it you who said Sutton is trying to be, but they won't let her get it out. Like, she'll be trying.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. It wasn't me. I don't know who I heard that from too.
Wait, but so
I
heard you heard it too, right?
Yeah. Okay. I think it was on Bitch Fest or something, but yes. Yeah, like, she is trying to say it, and yeah, they're not letting, but they're like, oh, well, what are you doing? You're not like, she just, sometimes you got to let people like get yeah. the way to the point, and they're not letting her get to the point.
I feel like they want her, like, say if me, you, and another friend are having a disagreement and I'm talking to you about it, and I'm like, yeah, Carrie, I'm going to say something to her when I see her. I could be see her, and then her approach to me could be, if somebody approaches me with tears and crying, I'm going to say what I need to say, but differently. And I feel like they want her to match that energy they mm-hmm. had when they were alone. And it's like, but at least let her finish, you know, don't Taylor Swift Kanye her. I'm gonna let you finish, but you're not right. saying
it. Right, know? Right. And I feel like Dorit put out the strongest statement when she said that the Erica I knew is diametrically opposite from the one that I would be pissed about that if I were Erica.
Yes, because you're saying I'm a fraud.
That everything you knew about me was a lie. Right? Everything?
Right.
That's way harsher right. to me than anything that Sutton said.
You're right. And Sutton is being very, Sutton's not being passive aggressive. She's not like, oh, so I wonder if someone, if I had $20 million, would I? No, she's asking. So you didn't know about it?
Like, yeah.
She's straight up.
She straight up asked her the questions at that dinner. She asked her several questions. Like, do you and your lawyers have a strategy? Do you guys, like, I'm so confused.
Me too. And I, of course, I said, I'm looking at Sutton. In this aspect, she's doing a great job. Mm-hmm. I'm trying. I want to be like, but she's doing the work.
Yeah.
She is doing the work. Do you feel like her and Garcelle could back each other up more? And when I say that, like, sometimes when the ladies are going at Garcelle, Sutton may not say anything, but then I also get, because they've come at you, but, and even when Garcelle was at the lunch with the ladies and she didn't like what they were saying, a part of me is wondering, well, would she just say, stop talking about Sutton? But the ladies have also gone at Garcelle. So I can see, part of me can see why each of them kind of stays quiet sometimes, because they know the other one can handle it maybe.
Yes. I think there's that. I think it's a layered thing, because I'm somebody who, if I'm getting into a heated discussion or a passionate discussion, I can sometimes, I need time to like really download on what happened before I like can officially say how I feel. So
okay.
I can understand how like in the moment you might not necessarily say everything.
Right.
And I get that. But I hope there have definitely been times where I felt like, okay, Garcelle could have said something, Sutton could have said something, mm-hmm. vice versa. Like they could have stuck up for each other and supported each other. But then I also think, as a Black, I can understand like not wanting to
yep.
do that. Like, I just, like, sometimes you just don't want to do it.
You just know? Don't. Kara, I was thinking that, like, if Garcelle, you being the only Black one with these white women, you know how they kind of probably truly already feel mm-hmm. about you, just you in general, which it was odd to me. Clearly it was production that put them together.
Mm-hmm.
And then, and guys, I'm talking about Kathy and Garcelle, Erica and Crystal. And like you said, as a Black, you're like, nah, I got other things. Like, I'm not yeah. saying nothing about her. I got other stuff to do, you know? Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes you just don't want to go there. Like, it happened to me just even earlier today. Like, I saw something and I was like, do I do it or not? Like, do I have time? Like, sometimes you just got to like, just let it go, you know?
Yeah. Cause you'll be jumping yeah. in everything. Me and Corey were talking about just like stuff going on Instagram and just, you know, Black Lives and all this. And he said, Taria, you have to keep your focus on the big battle and not worry about the, you can't fight every little battle within mm-hmm. the battle. And I said, okay. He was like, so sometimes, you know, like with the comments or this or that, you just gotta, that's not, especially if you're posting something about Black Lives or this, he was like, you don't have to fight every battle within that. Mm-hmm. And I said, I wonder if Martin Luther King would have read comments if he was on IG. And he said, well, he did write letters, so he might. Right. Write. Right. But it's
right.
like,
you're, I mean, sometimes the best battle we can fight is just by keeping our own peace and like keeping our heads to the ground and staying focused on something else. Like, yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, you can't do everything. If you did, we would all be.
We'll be back after a quick break.
But you still loading them and heating them up with all your single shit you've been dropping. You feel me? Loading them up on. It only takes structure. And you know, just paying attention to the climate of the game.
Yeah.
Know what I mean?
So do your homies got a role in your little, you mean?
Yeah, we all artists over here, man.
I'm
trying.
Oh,
yeah, I'm trying. I'm trying to get them on there. Yeah. Yeah.
Damn,
we all artists, man. We go, you feel me? We gonna have this like,
bro, me and my man Kyle, we be like, I don't know, we play with this shit.
Don't play
right
with
now.
This shit.
I gonna lie, we play with this shit right now for real.
Don't play with it.
Don't play with it. No. Take that shit serious.
You know? Angry all the time. Angry.
All the time.
like James Baldwin, aka Leah, said, to be Black in America.
That kills me every time.
It's like, how dare you make me think of her when I think of James Baldwin?
I left my body when she said, Leah, you're James Baldwin. Well, like, oh man.
Even, I mean, I would have took like Sonya before I do, like,
right.
Right. But yeah, so you're right. Like the, I could see that with Garcelle, and she has spoken about not already feeling a part of the group.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's definitely wild. What did you think of that lunch? And I know listening to the podcast, but I like, you know, of course, everybody, again, if you're listening to me, I know you're listening to Kara, but I know sometimes we may have our initial takes, but then sometimes I'll listen to you guys and say, oh, shoot, never thought about that point. And sometimes your takes can change. I'm learning to be more, what is that called? Mobile, not so rigid in my thinking.
Sure. The crystal meal.
Yeah.
First of all, the food was popping. Like, I wanted to be in that room. But secondly, like, there was so much elitism, and I, like, it hurt me to even think this, but, like, there's a little bit of truth to it. And, like, see, this is, like, a thing, like, do I want to say that and go there? Because I don't want to do it, but, you know, when there was that original fight between Crystal and Sutton was going off about how she's been made fun of because she's a woman from the South, blah, blah, blah. And then we see in this conversation, they're like, oh, well, if you acted like this, your ass would go back to Augusta.
Wow.
And it's like, well, she maybe had, there was an ounce of truth in that.
I didn't even think about that, Kara.
Yeah. The way they just, like, the small town girl and, like, oh, you know, you're not good enough for the big boys up in Beverly Hills. And, like, we don't know you over here, you know, behind the gates. I just thought that was really weird. It was a weird side of Crystal. I didn't like it. It didn't look good on her.
I was so focused on the fact because of what happened with Crystal and Sutton. So I was like, well, she's just shading her. And that's the least Sutton could have gotten. But then you saying that, it does lend credence to what Sutton said at the wrong time. Like, she told us that during an argument that really had nothing to do with it. But you saying that, it's like, yeah, because Crystal did say she'd be gone. She'd be done back to Augusta.
Yep. So, I mean, and I don't really feel like, oh, the justice for Sutton over this.
Right, but right. But no. Wrong. Right, right. That is a very good point, though. That really is a good point. And it was funny when Garcelle was like, I didn't know you, Crystal. I knew Rob.
I knew Rob. Yeah.
Because Garcelle,
and, like, let's really break it down of who knew, who the people knew when before they got on the show or during. It wasn't you, Erica.
Right.
I wasn't searching the European dance mix remix number 79 slot back in 2013. So, no, I didn't know you, Erica.
Said the dance mix number 79. And when you said that, my mind immediately went back to, remember old school, like, was it Variety Magazine? Or they would list, like, the top 100.
You're coming in at Latvia's dance charts. For girl, we weren't checking for you either, man.
Wait, I'm almost crying. You were the first person on this podcast to say Latvia. Now I want to look up the, am I on a Latvian chart for my podcast?
Like,
what is going on? But you're right.
One before Erica Jane's latest single. Yeah.
Girl, I would live. That would be, I would make a video. It's expensive to be me, Erica. But who did you think when Erica, I forget if it was Erica or Kathy that said, we belong to the same country club. Was Kathy saying that to Erica?
It was Erica okay. saying that, I think, about Sutton. So I don't know if she belongs to that golf course in Augusta.
That's
because I'm from Georgia. So I know that that's, like, an elite place, like, where they have the Masters and, you know,
yes,
that whole thing. So it's, yeah, I wonder if she was talking about that. And also, like, Erica, you shouldn't be a part of any country club. Those fees are astronomical, ma'am. How can you afford that?
Right. Which is why I think people say Erica's a smart woman. I don't know that she really is. I don't think she's as smart as people think.
I agree.
Okay.
I think she has created a persona of, like, ice queen, which denotes or suggests a level of intelligence. Mm-hmm. But given how she's acting now, where she's having to advocate for herself and speak up for herself it's like she was able to cultivate this image, but now it's like a house of cards completely.
Yes. And do you feel like when people cultivate that ice queen image, like you said, it speaks to them being smart, but also it prohibits any further interrogation because, you know, they're cold. So you don't even really get into in-depth conversations with them to know that they're smart or not, because it's they've established that boundary.
Yeah.
She is, I look at her sometimes and I feel like she turns into Barry White with a slight black scent. And I'm like, oh, she's intimate. Like, that intimidates them.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It angers me.
It she's very easy to intimidate, and that's it's frustrating because who did you see that tweet was that was like if Kenya was there?
Yes, she would have brought a survivor.
Right. Like she's playing to her audience because she knows like these girls aren't really going to come for her. Yeah. She knows that she can out bitch them, out, you know, intimidate them. Like it's no like come on. Can you intimidate Kyle with a look? And yes. She'd be crying. Like she'd it would crying. Be nothing.
And Dorit looking like somebody's baby Spice at Kathy Hilton with those ponytails. Like with the, I will say though, when she said, Dorit, look at me, and Dorit just kind of looked at her, I was like, she's absolutely stunning. Dorit, when she, like, I had to focus on that for a minute because I'm like, I can't believe all this other stuff is going on. Like,
right. Over here. She's beautiful.
Can't she is gorgeous. But those ponytails, I'm like, where are y'all going?
This is Kathy Hilton's home.
Right.
appropriately.
Oh no, bravo. She does her Patreon with her sister-in-law, and her sister-in-law said at any given time all of these ladies look like they're going to 5 different parties.
Like
she said Crystal was the only one that looked like she was going there.
Like you can never tell what the temperature is outside.
Yes.
Somebody's in like a tube top and the other and Lisa Rinna's in like a puffy cheetah print oversized coat. Like I never know what time it is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you think if Giselle was on a cast of Kyle's and how they dress that she would get as much heat? Because I'm sorry, Kara, I still have it in my phone. I have not posted it. The pic when Kyle was talking to Sutton in last week's episode, and they showed the side of Kyle with the Kyle barrette in her hair. Mm-hmm. I said, why is Giselle getting so much heat?
Kyle has terrible taste. It's just she spends a lot of money to look
okay,
basic.
Okay. Whereas Giselle just looks tacky.
Yes. Okay. Somebody said that she, this was years ago, that she looks country. Like she looks country. there's just like not a polish to it. I don't know what it is.
Almost like a Bama sort of.
Bama was literally right here in my mouth.
I was debating, Kara, it's so funny. Because I was debating on do I say it?
It's very Bama. You're right.
My dad told me this story, and it's funny now, but you know, we're from Jersey, but it was like South Jersey, right? Mm-hmm. Where he grew up, it was like the country. So he went to Cheney State. I think that's in Delaware. I don't know. But so you have people when you go to college, you know, you got people from all over Philly, New York, whatever, whatever. So my dad said they went somewhere. I don't know if it was New York. And now me growing up, we would go to Philly when I was little. So the big city wasn't anything. Mm-hmm. Right. But I guess to him, he's in college. So I think it was New York. And he said he gets off the bus. When he first got to college, he got off the bus. And, you know, Cheney is a black college.
Yeah.
And he said he heard Bama. Wait, what? And they're like, Bama. And then he said when they went to New York and he's like stepping off the bus, looking up, they're like, don't be doing that. Don't be out here looking country.
Right. Yeah. So
when you said that country, I immediately thought Bama into that story.
Yeah.
I used to tell my kids when we would go to New York all the time, I would say, look, do you see these kids on the subway? They're going home from school. So just because you're a kid, it doesn't mean that you don't belong on the subway. So look like you belong.
Right.
Because you don't want people, you know. So I'd be like, oh, we got to go on 32nd Street, especially when we first started going all the time. I would have the directions in my phone. People wouldn't know, but I'd be like, we need to take the J train and such and such. And I'm like looking at my phone, like, the right train. But Giselle, her clothes just look country. Everything about her, oh my God. Even her her closet, the way she made that bedroom her closet. I'm like, you couldn't have went to IKEA and got a PAX build out? Like mine looks better than that. Like,
right.
glass shelves, anything.
I don't know what she's thinking. That house. Oh, I have nightmares about that house.
Kara, that tweet, when somebody tweeted that it looked like a strap on. Did you see that tweet?
I didn't see that, no.
It was. It showed her the part she had built on and said it looked like a strap on.
Oh my God.
And her door. I know we're not there yet, but her door being broken when Robin came
the
in.
The ghetto. Robin was fighting for her life to close that door.
Close that door. And Giselle's just laughing. Like, I would have jumped up and been like embarrassed about the camera. Like, oh girl, it's off the track or something.
No, Robin had to do a whole American Gladiators move to like close and open the door. Like,
are we surprised with her non-fitting Versace comforter? So but back to the land of smoke and mirrors. So with Erica, mm-hmm. what with Lisa Rinna being so her cheerleader, do you feel like she's doing it because she learned a lesson from Denise last year? Or is it because Erica's the storyline by then giving Lisa a storyline?
I don't know what Lisa's doing or why.
Almost choked. Okay.
I'm very confused by her. Ray says, and I agree with her, that she stays on the wrong side of history.
Yes.
She's been doing this. And I just would be very curious to know, like, what is going on in her head? Because there's no way. First of all, the bullshit train started with me when Kyle and Lisa said they didn't read the article because it was too long. Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding? Like, about a woman who's right walking up and through your house.
Right. A write-up in the LA Times and you just didn't bother to read it because it was too long. Like, get out of here. Fake, fraud, phony, fraudulent. Really, at that point, I was done with her. But everything since, I don't understand what she's doing. I almost feel like all roads might lead back to Garcelle. I think that like Dorit and Lisa have issues with Garcelle because she tells the truth and she embarrasses them. I just wonder if they're like not on Garcelle's side just because it's Garcelle or like they just want to be like on opposing side. I don't know. Something about Lisa and Garcelle's relationship makes me feel like a lot of the reason why Lisa's acting this way is because of Garcelle, even though the situation has nothing to do with
Garcelle. To do with that would make sense. That would put them on. Yes. Okay. And because they know that Garcelle is going to ask the questions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, remember when she asked Erica, where do you get, what's sex like with Tom or something when they first met last year? But it seemed to me that Erica and Garcelle were developing their own friendship. To me, the reunion is what really showed how they all truly felt about Garcelle.
Yeah.
And I was like, so you're right. I could see Lisa using this situation as a get back to Garcelle.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost like her saying without saying, well, you told me I should have stood by Denise and now I'm standing by my friend. And look, you're questioning someone who's supposed to be our friend.
Right. Yep.
Wow. Okay. Yep. Never even.
Because she has been planting these little seeds of like, oh, I like when Garcelle's nice because this is a part of Garcelle that I really like. And it's like, well, she didn't do anything to you.
Right.
Like, you don't need to have this like, oh, I like this nice side of her. She's always been nice. You're the one who messed up.
Right. When has she not been nice to any of them?
Right.
And I still hate how they play that flashback of Garcelle asking Lisa about her daughter's eating disorder and her dancing without playing what Garcelle said first. That's the one thing I hate about it. I feel like the editors, they know they're painting a narrative, but sometimes it's like a little bit more serious than they think, I feel like.
Yes. And this is why anytime that moment comes up, I will bring it up because I feel like people forget that it came, her asking about Lisa and Lisa's relationship to eating and her daughter's relationship to eating and how she presents herself on Instagram and whether or not that might affect her daughter, it came because Garcelle was being so vulnerable about her child and his struggle with addiction and her guilt over what could I have possibly contributed to trigger that. So
yeah,
that is such a different thing when you see the whole story.
Yes.
Than just like, oh, do you think that you contributed to your daughter's eating disorder? Like, that's harsh. But
right.
When you see the whole thing,
yeah,
it makes a lot more sense.
Can't you see if it was reversed and it was one of the other cast members that had a daughter with an eating disorder and they were dancing? I can see Lisa Rinna asking that same thing and not caring. Well, I just want to get to the truth.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I'm watching season 8 of Real Housewives of New York, and this is the season with Jules.
Yes.
And I am appalled because I knew that the two people that seemed to have the biggest issue with Jules's weight were the thinnest people on the cast,
yes.
Carol and Bethany.
Yes.
But also the way they speak about her eating right in front of her is like shocking to me. Like, they went to her house. She had them over for brunch. Carol's sitting right next to her husband and they're whispering about, is she eating? I haven't seen her eat anything since she's been here. Blah, blah, blah.
Gosh.
You're at her home.
You're at her home.
And in front of her kids, in front of her husband.
The fact that Jules was honest about her eating disorder, and we're looking at two women who look withdrawn in the face, not just thin, withdrawn.
Someone who has an international brand off of thinness.
Yeah.
Like, the most blatant, like,
yes.
Skinny celebrating brand that I've ever heard of. Like,
right. I didn't even, I didn't even think about that. Oh my God, Kara.
Blatant. Oh, I don't know where I was going with that, but Lisa.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. I don't think that she would hesitate to bring that up with another cast member.
Yeah. So I just don't like how it, I go back and forth between anger and like almost being incredulous, like watching this woman sit in a confessional saying things about Garcelle that we see aren't true. Like, you have no problem creating your own alternate universe. And to me, that's almost like a person. Can anything really get at her? Because she's already created this. Like, if I feel like, almost like a Giselle, I'm the bomb, I'm this, I'm that, I'm better than all of you. So nothing you say, whether you talk about my marriage, me as a mother, my man, my hot box, me being a whore from Hampton, nothing is going to penetrate what I've already created. And I feel like Lisa Rinna is like that. Like, what would be the thing that would bring her right down to size almost?
Let's talk about the husband.
Okay.
Let's talk about the husband.
Yeah. Those acrylics, I wanted them to be painted. Something about them being plain to me sent me over the edge.
Like, if you're gonna be a bad bitch, go all the way, you know?
My son has acrylics. They are painted.
Yeah.
You better not come. I'll be like, get them nudes out of here. Like,
at least a French tip, something.
Right. Like, something about it made me feel creepy. I was like, I don't like this.
It's like looking at an old woman's hand.
Yes. 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 Exactly. And the way that, I know we're going backwards, but the way she just threw that out there about him having acrylics, it was so annoying because it was obvious what y'all were trying to do, shift the focus from the conversation.
Yeah.
It just was so, I wonder if it's true that Erica is supposedly going to come after Kyle at the reunion.
I hope so, because she did tweet that, like, oh, we'll get to that when somebody was like, oh, why aren't you upset with Kyle?
Right.
I'm looking forward to that. And I think that this is the perfect time, because they're doing the reunion on Friday, I believe, taping. I think this is a perfect time. I think this is going to be great, because Garcelle and Sutton know that everybody's rooting for them. And all the other girls know that everybody's rooting for them. They're going to have the power players there, and it's going to be great. I'm excited.
And they know that they have traditionally been on the wrong side of history. I want Teddy Mellencamp to shut up. Just simply the way that she's talking about it, because I couldn't dare put myself through the torture of listening to her podcast episode. So I just had to read about what she said. It's like, I'll take a lot for the team. That one is like Giselle butt effing me without permission.
Yeah, choose yourself, you know.
Right? Like, I had to choose to react. I couldn't, but she's trying to hold on to this moment. And it's like, you know, when they were saying, you guys say you want real life, and real life is that Teddy would have been at the party. Real life, I don't think Erica would have been at the party. I don't think Kathy would have. Wait. Kathy doesn't hang out with y'all like that. She doesn't hang out with English girl like that.
Right. Her little English girl.
Yeah.
No, you're right. Like, if Teddy was going to be, yeah, I just want her. I don't even care. Like, I just want her to leave. And trying to like clap back at Garcelle for saying that she's annoying, which is honestly like a scientific fact. I don't really understand. It's like empirically true. So I don't even know what she's just lame. Like, she's like one of those people who just does not have a sense of humor. Like, it's one thing to not be funny, but it's another thing to not get it. And she doesn't get it. And she really thinks she's doing something and she's not. And it's sad. It's really sad.
In all areas, to me, whether it's dress, looks, everything just looks awkward. Like, I know they say that Sutton is awkward, but I feel like she kind of owns that. Teddy is just like, one of these things is not like the other, and there is not even a hole for it to fit in.
Right. Like Sutton fits in Sutton's world.
Yes.
Like, I don't know what Teddy's world is. I don't want to go there.
Right.
And I don't want to find out.
Yeah, I have to go back to last year's reunion when they came after Garcelle for making that comment to Lisa, when they were all sitting there and knew where it came from, and not anyone said anything. And even Erica, when Garcelle kind of got caught up a little bit, but about she didn't like flying in planes, small planes. And Erica made a smart comment like, oh, that's the reason. But yet when Andy asked who had reached out to Erica about her son being a cop, it was Garcelle, but it was never said that any of them reached out to her knowing she has three black sons.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I see how y'all see Garcelle. Okay.
Yeah. And to act like they are like, oh, we don't understand why you feel like such an outsider. What do you mean? Like, well, it's because, is she on any of your group chats? Like, yes. Check that. That'll be the answer to your question right there.
Right. Check that. Even when Kyle's saying, be honest. I want her to be honest about what happened in Lake Tahoe when she purposely brought in Crystal to talk about a conversation between her and Garcelle that had to do with race. And you let Sutton do what she did and then said to Sutton, be honest, and made it seem like, be honest, you know I didn't mean that about Garcelle. Not like, hold up, let's let Crystal say what she needs to say. So I'm like, this honesty is running around, just seemingly forgetting all of that, you know, that happened. I have not cared for Kyle from day one. Now, yes, I liked LVP, and I understand but I feel like Kyle is manipulative too.
She's the most manipulative.
Yeah.
She's so good at it. And it's so frustrating because I think for people like us, there's like this underlying frustration with her because we see her doing what she does and then hiding her hand all the time. Yes. And she never gets called out for it. It's so annoying.
It is. One of the times that sticks out is, do you remember the whole Munchausen season? And they mentioned Yolanda's kids having Lyme disease, and Kyle asks, and whether they planned it or not, LVP is like, I'm not going to talk about it. And she's like, but what did Muhammad say? Muhammad said they do, but don't bring it up. They go to lunch. Kyle brings it up. And then Yolanda sets her sights on LVP.
Yep.
And it's like, Kyle is the sniper from the side, not LVP.
Right.
Did you see what someone, Lisa had stories up and someone said they should bring LVP back or something. And she said she doesn't have the balls. She ran away last time, doesn't have the balls, but then she deleted the story. Like, I want.
Just a perfect analogy.
She looks like a Ticonderoga pencil. Like that just, but somebody bit the eraser part off. Yeah. Like she gets on my nerves. She makes me so mad. But so do you have any last thoughts or predictions? Because it comes on tonight.
Night, yeah. I feel like we got all the excitement that we're going to get out of this dinner party thing.
Okay. Okay.
I think it's going to kind of end in a sort of anticlimactic way.
Okay. Yeah.
But I think there's still good to come. I'm hoping it's a good episode so that they can go into the reunion with even more ammo.
Okay.
Than from last week.
Right. Cause do you know how many more episodes we have? Cause we're more than halfway through, right?
Gotta be more than halfway through. Yeah. I can't imagine there are probably more than 5 episodes left. I don't know.
I feel like, the virus and all of its white fraternities and sororities, Delta Lambda Nu, Delta Lambda Lambda. I said, why are these viruses named after white fraternities and sororities?
Not an AKA. Not a
yes. But I feel like it has made my brain, like, I don't even count episodes anymore. I'm like, oh, it's just not a continuation. Like, normally you'd be like, oh, there's 25 episodes this season. We're more than halfway through. But it seems like the seasons are going at warp speed almost.
Yeah. Yeah. And how far, I don't know what the difference was between New York's beginning and Beverly Hills' beginning, but yeah, there can't be too many more
there can't, left. Right. Even, and then look at Potomac. We got the mid-season trailer already. You're like,
already
mid-season. Speaking of Potomac, that mid-season trailer, is Gia a pervert? I mean, like, what is going on?
That, like, what happened? I'm thinking about Monique's husband.
I hope that was part of something larger, the way they're like, hey, Eddie, and he's doing like the hand motion, like the blow up or the hand job motion. I'm like, what is happening?
I don't know. And I don't even really think I want to find out.
Me neither.
Like, I don't want to see a grown ass man doing penis moves on camera in front of everyone.
Well, didn't Mia say, bring the Cialis? Was it Cialis? She said, don't forget the Cialis. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay. Maybe that's why it was a busted bean. Maybe.
Hours and hours and hours. No, you're right. How do you feel about Mia? Are you like Team Mia?
Okay. I feel
like everybody's like,
Kara, she is the first housewife that I've ever felt like this, because I've always been so either like, I don't like this person, but this is right. Or now I like this person. With Mia, I'm confused, but I like my confusion.
Yeah.
Like, I'm okay with being confused with her. And I don't know why. I feel like she makes me eat when she lies. It doesn't make me mad. Or when she embellishes or maybe exaggerates, she doesn't make me like point out like a Lisa Rinna or a Kyle. It's just like, Mia, come on, we're watching you. Right. Like, and then I feel like Mia, if I said that to her, she'd be like, I mean, you're right. I just, you know, I was just going with it, girl. You know that?
Yeah. She's very like, she will admit when she's wrong. When they were at that table and Wendy was like, I heard you called me a weak bitch. Like, who said that? And she's like, you did. And then she'd be like, oh, well, maybe I just heard that.
That's how I interpret it. What was funny to me was the most emotion we've ever, like, even when Giselle started banging on the table and was like, Mia, was like, she's frustrated. And it's not like a fake TV frustration. Like, she's like, right. Girl, why are you like, even Wendy laughed, like, girl, right. What are you doing?
Giselle's absolutely right. She can do that all by herself. She does not need any help.
She was like, I didn't say that. And somebody said, well, it was on that scale. Kara, if I told you, Kara, if you can't do this, if you're going to crumble every time you need to walk away versus calling you a week, you would be like, I'm not sure if we're getting ready to fight or not. Like, that's a different energy.
Right.
Like, we're never speaking again. Like, what do you mean?
There was a weak bitch implication.
Yes, yes, implication.
It was implied, but yes. She didn't say that. So yeah. We got to be careful about implication versus actual execution of the word.
Yes, especially when it comes to Giselle, because we know that she says a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So
too much.
I thought the episode starting out and Ray rubbing Karen's foot, I didn't know how I felt about that, but then I was like, I guess, and I don't want to speak on anybody's marriage, but they put it out there for us to speak on it. I don't buy what they're selling.
Oh, no. And I think it's so fun. It's entertaining to me. Yes. Like, he does not want to do any of this. He wants to be left alone. He wants to eat, like, I don't know, Weetabix or something. Like, he just wants to go upstairs. He wants to take a nap. He wants to watch SportsCenter and then go to bed at 7:30, 7:45 max. And, yeah. And this, like, you can tell that there's no, like, pre-conversation, that she just, Karen just goes into full we're an institution mode and like we're so in love, and he's like, girl, I don't want to do this.
I was gonna say, Karen, that's exactly and part of me wonders, is it like, are they playing up like the camera sometimes, Ray being this old, like, because I looked at a picture of them recently and I was like, it almost looked like there were years taken off of him. Like, is he almost like, I want to be in Florida watching SportsCenter, playing golf. Like you said, I wonder if it's like a, I'm only doing this for you, but like, I'm beat down and I'm like, I just don't get Raymond. Everything about it just makes me like, not even that they're older doing it. Cause God bless. I hope I'm that old still getting it in. I hope I'm that age getting it in. However, they just look like they don't even, he looks like he don't even want to be doing it. Like, that could be the furthest thing from his mind.
No, he thinks she's so silly. He's unless like, it's always Katie. Trying to stop himself laughing from her. I love it.
Right. Well, unless it's Katie. I think Katie might wake old boy up.
When he said Katie.
And Karen, that moment when Karen goes, Katie. That was the best to me. I rewound that like 4 or 5 times. My husband was laughing too. Like, she on the show? No, she's not.
Oh my God. I miss Katie every day. I love Katie.
I was having a moment because jumping forward real quick, when Candace called Ashley wide body, and I was looking at old things, and it came up when Ashley had said, she's coming out of she's coming out of her motherhood bubble. Motherhood has been great, but she's stepping out of her bubble to talk to mail order cooch Katie and hamster face Candace. And then Katie tweeted her watching Ashley on Watch What Happens Live, because a question came in. Ashley, do you regret calling them a mail order cooch? Katie was watching it and her caption was, is this bitch stupid or is she serious or something like that?
Oh my God.
That bared repeating for me, because I'm like, Katie, I do miss Katie.
She's funny. She's funny. Yeah, she's funny. She's kooky.
Yeah.
And she gets it. And the thing is, like, people don't expect her to get it because she's often like wig askew in the clouds. But then she'll come down and be like, well, like, she'll give me that moment where after, you know, that fight with Ashley and Candace, like from season 5 with the knife, she was in the car with Ashley. It was like, well, is he gay? Is Michael gay?
Right. Is he? And then what about when she was like, I didn't call you dumb. I might have called you stupid.
Right. She cracks me up. She's so funny.
Yeah. That was good. Yeah. I just. Ray and Katie. And speaking of that moment, I knew that Chris was going to say Giselle, because I've always felt like he had just not like anything he would act on, but like a little crush on her.
Oh yeah.
And I think it kind of shook him up this week when Candace said that. I was like,
yes.
Oh, the look on his face, he's trying to like hold something back. Like, he's pissed.
Yeah. You could tell that he was like, damn, my buddy said that. Like,
right.
That's embarrassing. Yeah. You could tell that definitely made him feel some type of way. And I think this is a bad idea. I don't think he should be her manager, but that's their business. I don't think he's trying to ride her coattails or like live off of her. Sure. Like, I've heard people who just took cooking classes from him like 2 weeks ago and said that he was great and seems to be really involved in that field still.
Yeah.
So I don't think he really cares.
I was like, do y'all not realize that we're in a pandemic right now? So the restaurants right. at that point were closed. But
right.
also, I think about Corey when he does like the, he does all the, what is it called? See, I can't even think of what it's called. The editing and all that, right?
Uh-huh.
And there'll be times when he'll be like, hey, your energy isn't up, or hey, you need to, like, especially like when I did a solo one, he would be like, hey, your energy is not matching. Maybe you need to record this word again. It needs, and I'd be like, ugh. But I know ultimately mm-hmm. he is looking out what's best for me. So
yes,
if he were to say, hey, I didn't get to edit your things and put everything in for you, but I put stuff in place for somebody else to do it initially because I'm comfortable and trust him, I might be like, you didn't. But I also, here's where maturity comes in, would be like, I trust him and I trust that who he put in place is going to execute it to exactly what I needed to be. So I was like, Candace, clearly you trust him, but this man has cooking mm-hmm. lessons, money coming in.
Yeah. No, they need to come up with a game plan, a yeah. strategy, and understand like what it is that he's going to be contributing or not. Because if you want him to be just a support to you, that's one thing. But yes. if you need him to put aside things in his own career to be there for you, then that's another conversation to be had.
Yeah.
And they really need to figure it out because it could go left so quickly.
Yeah.
And it doesn't need to because they seem to really love each other and like each other.
Yeah. So. That's what I said. And I feel like it's good. Like, did you see, I watched some of the after show. Have you been watching the after shows?
No. And I need to.
Yeah. We may need to do a whole like episode on those after shows from the pieces yeah. I've seen. Mm-hmm. Well, Giselle is saying that basically she's not comfortable that Chris is putting aside everything for Candace. And I'm like, but what we're watching, he's not. She's right. made it very clear that he has cooking classes and she's upset because he's doing those things. So I'm like, why is Giselle's like she's trying to push this narrative. But did you see the clip for Sunday's episode where she's talking to her daughters about starting out on equal footing, like when you're with a man? So she tells them she doesn't want to get married again. But and I guess she felt like when she started with Jamal, like they weren't equal. He was already pursuing his. So she put everything to the side. I feel like with Chris and Candace, they came in equal. When you look at all the other relationships, Karen and Ray took her from the country. Jamal had, even though it was a smaller following and she helped him, he had a following. Chris yeah. was a football player. Monique was not, you know, she was didn't have money. Michael and Ashley, Candace and Chris, they worked in the restaurant together. Mm-hmm. So I feel like you said, they need to figure it out so it doesn't go left, but it's also an opportunity for them to both grow, whether yeah. in the public eye or not, together.
Totally.
I really like their relationship.
I do too. They seem to like, I hate to use the word like men checking a woman, but like right. he can talk to her
yeah.
in a way that like is respectful. And sometimes she does need to be like recalibrated.
Yeah. You know? I like that. Recalibrated.
So
I'll use that on my husband. I need to recalibrate you. Right. He's going to be like me.
Right. I do really like them. And he lets her be herself. And I really yeah. like that too. So, because
yeah,
a lot of housewives don't get that luxury, unfortunately.
You're right. I honestly, I think Monique was one of them because look at the way Chris handled that fight compared to that Chris.
Yep.
It was like, wow, you need to be like, come, it or not, still be comfortable with him or whatever, you know?
Totally.
Hear me?
Oh. Yeah, you were tripping for a second, but you're fine now.
I hit something and then all these things came up. Oh. Like your mic has changed and all I can think of was like, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do.
No, I heard you. You were good.
But it's yeah, I want in the words of Bitch Sesh, I want a marriage to succeed.
Yeah, of course. Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think they do have really good potential. But like I said on my podcast, they need to find somebody yeah. younger to be doing her social media for her because this dude is like a middle-aged man and he does not need, he just has that like old man vibe. He doesn't get it. And you can be a middle-aged dude, but you have to understand the internet. And he just doesn't. Yes.
Yeah.
He just doesn't.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, yeah, you're right. It needs to be like, that needs to be your focus. Like, you need to know the temperatures and all of that to,
yeah,
to test and see what's, yeah. Oh my. Okay. What did you think about, because I want to save this part for, like, because we have to end on this high note, which is the dinner. oh, Michael. Now, I would normally not talk about Michael and Michael's wife, but
yeah,
I want to give the episode due because I have been known to fast forward through them. However, I'm getting better. Like I said, I just, I want it to be baby Dylan, and mm-hmm. I want someone to hold me and massage me in the crook of my neck.
Right? The same way. If Jason Momoa could just pick me up, and just, like, put his hand on my neck and, like, oh, I'd be, that baby looks so at peace and happy. I've not known peace like that since I was his age, probably.
Right. Since before we entered the world from this cold, cruel world. Right. I was like, and not to give Michael any credit. So I'll say overall, as a person who was in charge of a child, who is getting ready to get a type of treatment. Yes, you should ask questions. However, was it editing that made it look like she couldn't even finish a sentence?
Right. I don't think it was. I think he is trying so hard to be good, Mr. Good Boy.
Yeah.
And as we saw, like, he can't even when he's trying, he is failing.
Yes, because you saw something else that came out about him this, like, was going to come out this season. There's a picture of him in a club or something.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Which leads me to Ashley in that car. I'm going to go ahead and call her Ashley for a minute. Ashley, and somebody said, wow, for you to call her by the sexual predator's name, I'm like, Dean and Dylan's mama then? I mean, I don't know, like.
Right.
So I'm gonna call her. But I felt for her. Because as women, you know, we all have our insecurities and this and that. And I think she feels like she is a sexual object to Michael. So then her not being able to have sex and her saying, you didn't look when I told you not to look, thinking that would turn him off from wanting to have sex with her.
Right. It made me so sad for her that she would even think that. And also, like, there's the added sadness of, like, it being him that she's worried about.
Yes.
But it's just, it's dark. And she's clearly, every year we have to go through her just, like, trying to act like she's happy with this man that she is not, that she's in love with this man, that they're a partnership. And then every day they're more and more in love with each other. And he's such a great husband and a great father. And
but, like, yeah.
I just want, like, give it up.
Yes.
So even gross. Her,
like Dylan and Dean made him a better man. He has other kids. So he, like,
other kids
that could be Dean and Dylan's fathers. They're old enough to be like,
yeah, like, we give men just kudos for nothing.
The bare minimum.
Nothing.
You shot up the club. Congratulations. Like,
cheers to you, sir. Like, like, the fact when he said, was maybe two episodes ago, like, oh, I'll take the baby to the office with me while you go to Williamsburg, and I'll just have my women employees watch him. Like, ew.
I would be pissed because I don't, like, I deal with my children and children that I know. Mm-hmm. So for anybody to think that I'm going to want to take care of your, I'm here to do work, not here to take care of your child.
I did not come into this real estate office to watch your baby.
Right.
Like, I don't have this degree. Right. This is not part of my, this is not part of the, my job description. So.
Right. And he just said it so, like.
And just when he was talking about her weight, like, we, people need to understand that, like, putting it in a light and bright way is also fat phobic. Like, yeah. Like, oh, look at you. Like, how, you know, at least your body's looking good. You're not overweight. So, you know, I'm happy.
I was like, did he say, at least you're not? I was like, please let it come out that what he's, that she made that comment about, you know, I hope you didn't look. And he said, I looked, but what matters to me was that my child is born. And listen, I know that you've been concerned, about how you look. You are beautiful. You are gorgeous. I know that you've been trying to lose weight. You're hitting your goal. Like, reaffirming, like, if she had that conversation with him about her weight, her body, him just reaffirming her, but not mm-hmm. just like, yeah, and you're not overweight.
Like, of course I'm still attracted to you. Like, what?
Right. Like, because what? That implies if she picks up weight at some other point.
Right. You're telling this to a woman who is a month postpartum.
Yes.
Who still has a stomach, I'm sure, you know, still deflating and all of those things that happen yep. with motherhood
yep.
and the hormones.
Yeah.
The hormones just coursing through your body. How clearly insecure she is at a baseline out of this relationship.
Yes.
Taking a baby out of it. Like, he's so gross.
He is. I'm like, my youngest is 17 and those new birth hormones are still coursing through my body. I still haven't been regulated, let alone her. But isn't it interesting how and it's not the same thing, but I think about those two women. So Candace said what she said about, you know, the wide body, and she says about the milk, and Ashley's feeling insecure and people are giving her that. But last year, Wendy was 8 weeks postpartum and they can't understand why Wendy wasn't. We didn't see sexy Wendy being. Yeah. Like the Zen One stuff. Yeah, that was a little bit corny. But I feel like the little pieces that we did see of Wendy, like her going off with Ashley last year, it reminds me of her and the Giselle. Like, it could have went there last year if something had a popped off. But it's just interesting how Ashley gets that grace, but not every other cast member does. Like, Ashley gets away with a lot.
She does. She definitely does. And yeah, something about Potomac and how we discuss the women is so layered and so complicated.
Yes, isn't it?
Compared to all the other franchises. It's like, well, you have to take this into account. You have to take that into account. You have to, I don't know why we do that so much more with these ladies than we do with others, but it's not like ridiculous. I just think it's interesting how layered all this is. But I obviously, like, calling somebody wide body is not appropriate. Like, it's not nice. I think we can all agree that it's a
no-no.
an equivocally unkind thing to say to anybody. Yes. But yeah, it's these women have such short memories. Like you pointed out too, like, how do they not, all of these, except for Candace, have had children. So why are they not taking into account, like, what it might be like to be postpartum? Because most of you have been there.
Yeah. When I thought it was interesting when Wendy said to Robin last week, I thought you of all people would be happy that I did something for me, you as a mother. And I immediately thought, well, wait a minute. I thought she was close to the both of them. So why wouldn't she say, Giselle, you are mother too. So was she closer to Robin? And then what she can't say on camera is, because Robin is the one that told her about the rumors off camera, why are you now acting like you don't know on camera, maybe?
Yes.
But it's just really interesting. But something you said I wanted to go back to when you said we talk about Potomac with layers, because we don't even do, I was thinking, well, with Black women, we're layered, as all women are, of course, but we don't do that with Atlanta, which is interesting.
Exactly. We don't really, like, everything is just very, like, in the moment with Atlanta. Yeah. And we don't really think about that stuff. I don't know why we do that with Potomac, but
do you think, again,
it's not a bad thing. It's just, it can be a lot.
Everything. Because it's like, sometimes I want to just say, Candace, don't do that. But because I feel like she's going to get so much and other memories are short, she's going to get, like, she gets hate to a level. It's like, whoa, that you're like, okay, well, I'm not going to contribute to that versus Atlanta. You know, at any given time, it could be Candy. It could be Nene. It could be, like, they're all going to get equal. Kenya has fans. She may get vitriol, but she also gets love. Yeah. So it's like at any given time, but on Potomac, it's not like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was like, even though it isn't great, after she said wide bodied and Ashley said, are you body shaming? She said, with your wide face and wide forehead, you shame yourself. I said, well, is that what she was saying? Cause you should have just stuck with that. But then someone brought up, you know, and it's true though. I mean, I shouldn't say it's true. Karen calling Giselle stovepipe legs.
I mean,
there's a, if you've seen her legs.
That's the thing. It's like, Candace is mean, but she's funny.
And yes.
Like,
it's
just, and it really is like such a dichotomy because like, you shouldn't be calling people roaches, but like, am I supposed to act like I didn't laugh at that? Because I did.
Right. And I almost feel like within the Black community, especially watching this, y'all are acting appalled when we know about the dozens and it's like, or cracking on each other. And they mm-hmm. will say like, and a lot of, and not saying that it's like the best thing, but it will make you tough in a lot of either Black families or friendships. They have that back and forth where you're cracking yes. on each other. And it's like only the strong survive. And I remember mm-hmm. an episode of Black-ish where Dre was trying to teach his son about the dozens. Like, boy, you got to learn how to crack on people.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. So it almost reminds me of that. Like, it didn't always get to a level of fighting. It was just like, whoever got the best crack. Ooh.
Right. You know? Exactly. That like so the whole banter. Yeah.
And maybe that's why we don't do Atlanta, because that's how they carry it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll never forget. Danny Pellegrino said years ago about Atlanta. He said, those women can be arguing 1 minute. Oh, girl, your breath stink. No, girl, your breath stink. Girl, where are we going for lunch? Ha ha ha. Right. Maybe I just need to use some Listerine or something. And then they keep it moving.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like that with, and a part of me wonders, when you hear the way Candace speaks, and then you may look at the way the Atlanta women speak, it's a difference in tone and diction. Candace is very with her words and very. So I feel like when it comes from that, people get offended because it's like, oh, you think you're better than me saying that. But with Atlanta, it's just me and my homegirls.
Right.
Going back and forth. I don't know. It's just, I think she's funny too. I do.
She's funny. She, every time she calls her forehead, like just thinking about her calling Ashley forehead just kills me.
It's funny.
And I don't even think there's anything that weird about Ashley's forehead, but every time she says it, it's funny.
It's funny. It's like, because Ashley has given it to all those other women
mm-hmm.
so bad. She cannot, like Candace will, Rodney the Voice said, Candace gives Ashley, or like the energy, I'm messing the words up, but basically Candace gives it to Ashley the way Ashley gives it to the other women.
Oh yeah.
And she can't, and I just like, I mean, I thought about Ashley and Katie, worry about the hole between your legs and not your heart. And do you remember, I want to go back and find that scene because from what I'm remembering of Karen's face, it was so funny when Ashley asked Karen, could she mentor Raven? And Karen was like,
wow, yes,
absolutely not. And Ashley kind of made it seem as if Karen wasn't the best mom. Mm. So I was like, I wanted to go back and find that scene just because I thought it was funny. Karen reacted, but Ashley has definitely gone there.
Yeah.
And it's like, but something about Candace is just so pointed. Even Giselle and Robin, when they were making fun of Candace, and between seasons, two seasons ago, about her buying the house and seeing Dorothy, and Dorothy said she wants her to pay for it. And then when Candace tweeted about the $900,000 teardown, now your feelings are hurt, Giselle. Like, Right. Why do you mess with the person that you know is going to get you together?
Right. You get what you ask for.
Yeah. Do you think, thinking about that being in school, and I was thinking about that Black-ish episode when Dre was teaching his son, like, basically, if you could get them together with words, they won't bother you. So I wonder if that's a defense mechanism for Candace, because I know people like that.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they say,
she came from the Dorothy school of verbal abuse. So she knows exactly what to do.
I always say Dorothy reminds me of a lot of Black moms.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of Black grandmoms. And then I never even thought about it until Chelsea Oh No Bravo said what she doesn't like is that because Dorothy is in mental health, she uses those practices against Candace.
Against her. Yep.
And I had never even thought about it like that. I just thought about it like that's what they do sometimes. Like,
yeah, she will use those buzzwords and say like this, that, and the third. I can't remember what she said to her one time, but yeah, they were like in a therapy session together. Her mom was therapizing her as a way to like act like she's the bad guy, and it was wild to watch. But yeah, Dorothy is the aunt that you have at the family reunion. You don't want to eat her food. Her food's bad, but you don't want to tell her. She's always mad at somebody. She's always picky. She's always got something to complain about. She's not talking to her sister. Always something. It's always something.
Kara, that you said when you said she's not talking to her sister. Yes, yes, yes. It is that, and that will like curse you out. Mm-hmm. Like everybody's always trying to be on the nice side of auntie until it blows up. That is funny. You said you don't want to eat her food.
Yeah,
it's a lot, and it takes a lot to unlearn those behaviors. I know, even growing up, just something as simple as sometimes being so brash with my kids, because that's what you're used to, you know what I mean? They just treated us to get us ready for the world. I think especially daughters too, they just seem like they want us to be ready for the world, so they just say anything and you're like, okay. So I had to learn that with my own kids to be a little bit softer, and I realized watching the show and with Bravo, seeing how sensitive people can be to certain things, I'm like, maybe I was raised without a certain sensitivity that I may need to have. Yeah. Have you ever felt like that?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. For sure. There's a lot of, you know, we all have to unlearn some things and like I said, recalibrate.
That's what, I swear, Kara, if you ever, I'm going to start doing posts when I'm losing it that says recalibrate. Clothes for recalibration. Because that's good. Yeah, it's crazy watching these shows can show you things about yourself, because I'll be like, why does this person like make me so like unrationally, because I don't know you, so I'm going by what I see on TV or whatever. And I remember feeling that way about Candace the season that Charisse came in, and then I'm thinking back like how every season it's always one. So like Charisse was fighting for her job, so of course she's going hard at Candace, and then Giselle jumps in and like Candace is like the bad guy. I'm thinking back now to those episodes, and I said I was going to do a rewatch because sometimes you have a clearer understanding.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, I don't know, what do you think about the argument? I've heard people say Wendy owes Monique an apology.
Thank you.
You already answered. So I've heard people say that because she threatened violence to Giselle, she owes Monique an apology because Monique was right about Giselle. But then that would mean that Monique should have fought Giselle and not Candace, right?
Right. No.
Because I felt like Wendy brought the heat to the person she had the problem with, whereas Monique didn't do that right away.
Right.
I was like, why would she? I don't think she owes her an apology.
No, I don't either.
Okay. Nope. I did want to see just a little bit more of that Wendy, not the TikTok Mia, but the Wendy that was like, I don't care about these cameras.
Yes. More of that. That's the one I want. But
did you notice though, the difference? No one was eating hardly at the Beverly Hills fight. Sing Sing Hot Box episode ends the next week. They pick up with them eating before they say a word. Wendy, Candace, she is quick with it. When Wendy was like, I'm not breaking bread at the table with her, she said, well, sit on the couch. But they all were eating together.
Yep.
It reminds,
they know what to do. They're doing their jobs.
Okay.
Love it.
Do you feel like, I feel like Mia fits seamlessly into this cast. Do you feel like,
not as much as I feel for Ascala, but okay. I would have liked to see Mia in Atlanta. I think she would have gotten more out of that. I just think she would have been a better fit. Not that we like are shipping people to whatever location to have them, but But I think she would have been a more dynamic fit on Atlanta. Mm. But I like her. I just need her to, I want to see season two Mia. I okay. want to see her when we're getting off of these storylines about how do I do it all as a mother? Like, I don't care about that.
Me neither.
Like, it's boring to me.
Yeah.
Skip, fast forward. I don't care.
I don't even want to see your kids.
No. I don't want to know their names. I don't know. I don't care how old they are.
Nope.
I don't care about, like, you FaceTiming them. It does not matter to me. God bless them. I hope they have a beautiful life. Don't want to see them.
but Kara, but the only one I may want to see is Carter, because I think he's funny.
He was giving. He is so tired of.
Dang.
You don't got your life together? Like, he was hurt and confused. Like, well, what am I doing here then?
Right.
I want to give most people two seasons. And okay. I think she deserves a season two. And I want to see just, like, less of these contrived storylines that she clearly had prepared to yeah. come on the show with. And
yeah.
just more real stuff.
I had... The way you broke down when you sang you want to see Mia in Atlanta, I heard someone say that, but it was just like a throwaway. But you saying it and saying we could have got more out of her, I see it now. It makes sense, because where the Atlanta shade is loud and in your face, and you did, where Potomac shade is a little bit more subtle sometimes, like it's pointed, but a little more subtle, like a Candace or even a Giselle or a Karen. So they're more refined, if you will. And I don't yeah. Mia is not in a bad way, but Mia is more like more free.
Yes.
Atlanta. So
yeah,
I could definitely see that. And I want a Skyla full time. Is that because that's how you feel too, right?
Love her.
Gorgeous. Gives everything. Like when she had that coat over her shoulder and told Ashley, no, when you asked that, I was like,
when she, after Giselle, like, bam, 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 tried to shoot everybody in the eye at that table. And she was like, so I heard stuff about you and your relationship. So, like, are you still in one? Or? Yeah. I was like, oh, I love her. I love her.
And to me, she's not a, because I remember when people were saying before, and at first I thought it, but then when I looked at it, she was inserting herself too much earlier, but I honestly feel like that seems now to be just her.
Yeah.
Like if I see something, I'm going to say something, just like on the Jersey Transit. She sees something, she says something.
Yep. I think she gets in there without being too familiar.
Yeah. Yes.
Cause that's an easy thing to do. Like, you know, she doesn't do like, there's too much you and me here. Like, you know, yes. too much, you're getting too messy. Like she asks the right questions, and the way she asks them, I think is like perfect.
How you said she gets too familiar, and it doesn't seem like she's trying to play to the audience. Sometimes I feel like Mia is towing both sides to see who's the popular side. Like
yeah.
that way, if this side is more popular, well, she can be seen going with this side. And with Escala, I feel like Escala is doing what Mia thinks she's doing. Like how Mia was, Escala was able to speak about her friend Robin, but also it's a weird alliance with Giselle, but also that just speaks to what a good friend Robin is. Like she was able to kind of make that whole thing positive.
Yeah.
You know, so, and you started this, Giselle. I was like, you go, Escala.
I think she did. Great.
Yeah, me too.
I think she's really great.
I want Mia to bring her Twitter energy to the show. Because those tweets right. sometimes.
This is why we need season two. So we can get somebody who understands what's going on and like, okay, find your path and go down it, girl.
Yeah.
I love it.
What are your predictions for Karen and Giselle's relationship? And just how do you think that will all play out? Because I low-key think that they like each other. Especially watching them on chat room. I liked that.
Yes. Yes. I was just about to talk about chat room. They have like the perfect frenemyship, which is that they don't try to ice each other out, or they can talk, they can sit next to each other. It's not like, oh, I'm not gonna, I mean, Giselle kind of did that when she invited Mia, like, without Karen, but yeah. They don't try to, like, ice each other out of filming. They don't try to, they understand that this is a show, and I do, like, they are, like you said, they like each other. They just got to get through it.
Yeah.
But, and while they're getting through it, I'm just laughing and enjoying the ride.
I like theirs because with Candace and Ashley, I just think it's a genuine dislike.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so with that's Giselle not and Karen, fun.
There's a respect there deep down.
Yeah.
I don't think Giselle wants to admit it. I think Karen is easier to admit that. Yeah. But I like him. And like you said, on Bravo Chat Room, they were great together.
I want to see more of that. Yeah. I was not shocked because she is a professional, but watching Portia and Candace together was something too.
Mm-hmm.
With their issue that they had before.
Yes. Are you going to watch tonight? Who is it? It's Giselle and Jen Shaw on Bravo.
Oh, I'm watching tonight. I didn't know that.
Like, let me set this DVR right now.
And guys, on that note, if Kara allows me just 15 more minutes, we're going to jump over to the Patreon so I can just ask her some quick questions. So if you want to hear more of, I am a Care Bear, first of all. I told Kara, her fans, we should be Care Bears. So I am a Care Bear. When she comes out with that merch, I will be the first to purchase. I'm a Care Bear. But if you want to hear more of Care Bear's takes, I'm not looking her in the eye right now as I'm asking her for 15 minutes of her time.
Because I'm ready.
I'm a housewife. If I don't see it, the answer is yes. So
let's Kara, do it.
Can you tell everybody where they can find you if they don't already know?
Yeah, I have a podcast. It's reality TV recaps, not just Bravo, all over the reality TV sphere. Did I say the name? No, Everyone's Business But Mine is the name of the podcast, and you can find that everywhere. And you can follow me on Instagram, also at Everyone's Business But Mine. Yeah, if you watch Housewives, Married at First Sight, Love After Lockup, 90 Day Fiance, I'm usually talking about them at some point. Whatever's happening in pop culture on that particular week, we're always chatting about it. So yeah, check me out.
She is great. I was listening to you. Cause I always listen to episodes that like my favorite, like podcasters, I always listen twice cause I miss something. And so I was listening to you again yesterday in the kitchen. And my husband was like, who was that? I was like, Kara, she's been on. He was like, yeah, I like how she, see how she, see this producer's mind, see how she puts clips of the episode in the beginning. I was like, yes. He was like, that's what I want to do. When you're talking about something, the clip needs to be in there. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Look, I don't know about all that. I just know I don't care.
I mean,
guys,
doing the work, right? So
right, exactly. Right. Look, I'm a Candace. I'm the talent. Okay. Guys, we will talk to you later. Bye.